With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
AM 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate you hanging out inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, flanked by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and Leroy Butler as well. Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Follow his coverage of the NFL Draft and the great scouting information you can get from Our Lads at OurLads_Shonka. Dan Shonka joins the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Dan, appreciate the time, man. First off, hope everybody's safe and sound wherever you're calling us from.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're all good, and everything is. And I'll tell you what, this time of year, this is indifferent for us anyway. We're always in the submarine working on our draft guide and everything. So, hey, we don't go anywhere. All we're doing is looking at film to fine-tune things and work on our draft guide. So all good. Hope you guys are the same.
So they learned social distancing from the Our Lads department. That works. That's cool. I like that idea. Now, Dan, before we get into where the Packers go at 30 and where all these guys are going to end up falling here at the end of April in the draft, we're a month away, and the NFL is looking at all different ways to do this selection meeting as they used to. And I keep seeing the picture of Pete Rozelle. I think it's like the 68 or 67 draft where he's walking up against a chalkboard. It's 2020. We can make it interesting. But how do you believe that they should go here with this draft to try to pick up some of the vacuum that we're left with of no sports and maybe being able to capitalize on it as well?
Well, I think what they ought to do is invite everybody, to be in their homes now on Zoom or something, and then they have their fedoras on and have smoke all over the place, and then you feel right back. All you need is a cutout of Pete Rozelle standing there. But I think what, we're going to see now is a scouts draft. Because of you can't bring guys in, you can always bring in 30 guys and things like that. I think the area scouts are going to be critical here to help the coaches understand who these guys are if they didn't get a chance to meet them or say hello to them at the combine or an all-star game. And they're going to have their plate full because an area scout knows these guys better than anybody, especially now after the first few rounds. It's going to be really critical that these guys inside and out.
Hey, Dan, I always like getting your takes because what we've learned with Dan Plucker Dan Shonka over the years. Dan Plucker is our producer. With Dan Shonka over the years is sometimes he's got different opinions than some other guys do and where guys are ranked in mock drafts and so forth, and that's why I like having him on. So give me a wide receiver that maybe a lot of people are really high on, maybe that you aren't, and then give me a wide receiver maybe that people aren't talking about that you think maybe deserves a little bit more love.
Well, this year, in that first round, certainly, they could shift a little bit because a guy that they might be talking about him in Wisconsin a little bit, but I think the Claypool from Notre Dame, that big, strong guy. I mean, at one time we had him penciled in to go to Buffalo. And, of course, we saw what happened. Minnesota ends up jettisoning Diggs over there to Buffalo. So now maybe the Vikings will end up taking him. But I think that he's kind of being overlooked, which is hard to believe with the combine workout he had and his career there at Notre Dame. But, You know, I think Claypool from Notre Dame would look awfully nice in that green and gold.
And, of course, you know, I've been on this bandwagon. If Jonathan Taylor is there at 30, they should take him. What do you see? What's the word on Jonathan Taylor? Would he last at 30? Or is he a second-round player? Or what's your thoughts on Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I love Jonathan. I love watching him. I mean, he's just a classic downhill zone runner, one cut and go guy. And when he gets to that second level, you better have somebody take the right angle or he will outrun an angle and take it to the house. Now, you know, he's got his fumbling issues. I mean, he's actually third, you know, on our stack of running backs. We like Dobbins, another Big Ten guy, and then we got Swift from Georgia. But Jonathan is, you know, the Wisconsin backs just never get a lot of balls thrown to him. He did catch 20-some balls this year. I think Paul Christ helped, you know, feature him a little bit there. But I think I see him more at Leroy, the top of the second round, I think, you know, but, you know, and but he would fit in. But he needs work as pass protection, which I think the other two backs do a little bit better job of. But, again, once he hits that seam and he can see that cutback lane, he's gone. So it's about as simple as that. And hopefully, you know, he'll hold on to the ball.
Yeah, Dan, I wanted to know, this is the confusion. People see these guys work out at the combine, then you see the tape. And that's where guys differ, where these guys should be slotted. I mean, we were talking about Funches, the Packers signing him. I remember he ran like a 4.7 at the combine, but at his pro day, he ran a 4.4. Because I'm thinking about a guy like Cephas. I mean, a guy, I turn on the tape at Wisconsin, I see 8 or 7 running past people, but didn't time that great, but then he did time a 4.5. Where does a guy like that go? Because I'm a big Mims guy for the Packers at 30. But I'm talking about for a guy like Cephas, who may not have the big name and all the gaudy numbers, where would a big, strong receiver like that go?
Well, I tell you what, I see him a little bit later on in the draft. You know, I just think that you're right. He didn't run well. The combine was surprising because when you watch him on film, he does a lot of good things. He could stick his foot in the ground and break and snag that ball and take it to the house. And that's the thing I think that people do make a mistake on. You just can't go by what, you know, the combine, what that does. What you want the combine to do is, make your suspicions confirmed on the guy. Mm-hmm. If you really like that guy, you know, you want him to explode. Now, I'm with you on Mims. I think Mims is a terrific, and we had a terrific receiver, and we also had him at one time at Buffalo and then also later in Green Bay in the mock draft that we did. So, hey, I'm with you. He already knows, Mims already knows what green and gold looks like being from Baylor. So, you know, right, he'd fit right in.
Dan Chung of Our Lads Draft Services joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Go pick up their stuff, OurLads.com, and you can follow Dan at OurLads_Shanka on Twitter. Dan, you look at the big guys on the offensive line, a lot of people wanting right away a replacement for Brian Bulaga. Team brings in Ricky Wagner, later round pick, but they've had success drafting offensive linemen in the middle parts of the round here in Green Bay. I think of Josh Sitton, he was a third rounder. David Bakhtiari turned into one of the best left tackles in football. They got him out of Buffalo a few years ago back in 14 in the fourth round. The top guys at the left tackle position seem to really take flight at the combine, but are there some of them that are going to be outside of that top 15 range that you still see being legit starters in this league for the Packers, maybe not in round one, maybe a little bit later on?
Well, a guy that's not going to be in the top 15, I don't believe, but boy, does he have great feet, and I think he's just going to ascend to be better and better. And you're right, the Packers have done a nice job of, I mean, Bakhtiari, when he came out, you know, nobody had him, you know, being a top flight tackle. I mean, and Packers didn't. I mean, he went in the fifth round, for God's sake. So, but he's a terrific football player. And like I said, I think a guy that in that same elk, although he's going to be going later in that first round, I believe, is Austin Jackson from Southern Cal. I mean, he has really got some sweet feet, and he's ascending. You know, he gave some bone marrow to his sister, and so he's kind of weak at the start of the football season last year, you know. But then he got better and better and getting his strength better and better, and he's going to really explode out there. And I think that he's going to I don't know, though, that he'll be there at 30 for the Packers. Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, he may be getting snatched right above that, maybe even at 26 to Miami, depending on what happens, you know, because they need a tackle too. So, but there's a guy like that that would be available. And then another guy, Josh Jones from Houston, is another athletic guy. But the only thing we got, you know, we got him in the second round, but he just lacks that violence that you like to see, you know, in an offensive lineman in the National Football League. He's a more a finesse athletic guy. I don't think he's going to shock you with his punch. But he is really an athletic tackle and would certainly fit into some scheme.
Dan, what about that? What about value there in the second round? We know wide receiver is a deep position, and there's talk they may take a wide receiver at the end of one. So we know that's deep. But outside of that, we start getting into the second and third rounds, and we start talking about offensive linemen, defensive linemen, middle linebackers. Where is the next deepest position where they could get some pretty good value in the second or third round?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you got a little bit in the interior offensive line. You got, I think, there's just this, I mean, people keep talking about this draft is, you know, a quarterback. I think the quarterbacks are very average myself, you know, and I think that the running backs, you got some good, solid, usable ones. You know, I think the tight ends are very average. There's a few in there that have a chance. I think there's some, you know, really blue-collar, tough linebackers and defensive interior linemen. Not a lot of big-time pass rushers out there. I mean, after Chase Young, there's, you know, such a big drop-off. I mean, Chase Young's going to be in the top five in the, you know, in the league once he gets drafted. Whoever drafts him, I mean, you might as well stick him up there at the Moses. So, but I think that, you know, the safeties have got, you know, some depth this year. But the corners are just average. And the safeties are probably, if you were grading them, probably give a B-minus to.
Where, so you said there is some depth at the inside linebacker spot because everybody seems to be so enamored with the top three of Simmons, Queen, and Murray. But you think the Packers can get a guy that can play and ultimately probably have to start with the addition of Christian Kirksey. He's not going to be the starter that Blake Martinez was, but he was a fourth round guy. So you're believing that there's some real talent at that spot later on.
Yeah, I tell you, a guy that kind of jumps out at me a little bit, too, is, and it more flashes sometimes, but Malik Kerrison from Ohio State. And now, I tell you, a couple of guys that I really like and I think would be excellent for the Packers and maybe in the middle rounds, but Logan Wilson from Wyoming. I mean, he is about as blue-collar, tough guy, and he would love the snow of northern Wisconsin. I mean, being a Wyoming guy, hey, he'd fit right in. He'd be like a mug, like a pig in slop, you know what I mean? And then another guy out west, Dante Olsen. Now, here's a sideline-to-sideline smart guy, can cover, and he's going to be available probably in the fourth or fifth round, and he's about 240 pounds. He ran around 4.8, but you know what? He plays fast. Man. Like we were talking about earlier, it's how the guys do on the field. I think he ran 4.8 combine, but you know what? He had the highest vertical jump to show his explosion. He was the only one that went above Simmons. He went 42 inches in the vertical. Dante Olsen did. So I think that, you know, there's a pair that they would love to play right in the middle of the snow, and they would know what all about being outside is in the middle of the winter.
When you look at the Badgers that are coming into this draft class and what they've looked like the last couple of years, and then date yourself back to the Barry Alvarez era and the quality of players that were coming out then, and then Brett Bielema's era, have the quality of players under Paul Chryst been comparable to the type of talent that was coming into the NFL from a Barry Alvarez or a Brett Bielema?
What I think what happened is not right the last few years, just because of, you know, I think it was a transition with the coaches and things like that, and maybe you know, the recruiting years. There's a couple that were behind, but I think that they'll be back. And Wisconsin, they've always played good together as a team, and you know, and they've got an excellent linebacker there. That I don't think the Packers are probably getting a shot at him unless they want to take him at 30. And Vaughn is a hell of a running back. Linebacker. The guy can blitz off the edge. He can go sideline to sideline. He's a tougher than heck, and I'm sure he'd love to play for the flag and the, you know, and the green and mm-hmm. and gold. You know, so but as a lot of depth. No, this year they only got a couple of guys that I think that you know will be. You know, in the draft this year.
Well, Dan, as somebody that watched Zach Bond play quarterback, and I had a couple of my buddies get run over by him in high school. Notice I didn't say I ever got run over by him, but I mean, the guy can play. He's physical as all heck, and you're right. It appears that teams are believing that he's more of an inside backer at the next level.
Well, I think what they like is versatility, because you guys know the base defense anymore is basically a 4-2.
Right.
So what he can do is, you know, he can play outside, get in a slot, get on a tight end, ride him up the field. He can be inside. He's going to be on the field every down, and I think the versatility is what people like about it.
It's exciting time, man, no doubt about it. We have a month before the NFL draft, and once they get this selection meeting going and however they do, we'll be reading along. Dan, really appreciate the time and appreciate all the work you guys are doing at Our Lads and keeping that social distancing bunkered down into the basement watching a bunch of film.
Thank you very much, guys. Always great being with you. Hey, enjoy the day.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Dan Shonka from Our Lads Draft Services joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. And Wendy's practicing their social distancing, but also go support your local businesses and go get some carry out. Go get a good meal. Stevie, tell them about the deals they have right now.
Hey, Wendy's has got some unbelievably great breakfast. I know they just started it, but it is good. You got eggs cracking on all these different sandwiches, which is absolutely delicious. 6:30, they open in the drive-thru for breakfast, and then, of course, they have lunch and dinner throughout the day. And then don't forget delivery options, Grubhub and Postmates, free delivery with minimum of $10 purchase. And so many people now are out of work. We were talking about earlier, the golf course is now shut down, so those are more people now out of work. So everybody looking for affordable food options out there, and Wendy's has a couple for you. Did you know you can drive through Wendy's for some great family options? In addition to the regular menu, you can get family nuggets or family-style chili for just $9.99. That's 48 regular or spicy nuggets or your choice of chili to feed 4 to 6 people for just $9.99. It really is that simple. And don't forget, late last night for something different, you know, we got the chili, and it was unbelievable. I think they got the best chili around. I could eat Wendy's chili day in and day out, and have absolutely no issues. And did I mention, going on right now at Wendy's, with any purchase you can get a free Junior Frosty with any purchase. And then don't forget to download that Wendy's app. They got even more affordable options for you if you're looking to save a couple of bucks and get some great food. Wendy's is your place for you. Download that Wendy's app today.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Little something different. It's Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, coming up next during the 4 o'clock hour before we talk to Chris Monter, editor of College Basketball News at 4:35, because coming up at 5 o'clock, guys, it is the unveiling of the Fandemonium Selection Show Bracket. Now, 64 fan personalities coming out here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I gotta say something here. And I know the NCAA Selection Committee doesn't necessarily do it this way. But we ended up making changes to the bracket yesterday.
Oh my God!
After we had sent
you're
it
really
in
not
on
helping the case here.
Friday,
you're really not helping the case
we
for collusion.
We made some changes to the bracket yesterday. And really, it wasn't we; it was I. Made some changes to the bracket yesterday because I don't want to have Joe get heat or you get heat, Billy, because you guys helped put the bracket together. So I made some changes to the bracket yesterday.
Collusion.
So we
Billy is in on this.
Billy does not know. Well, Billy knows why we had to make the change, yes, but Billy doesn't know the changes that were made.
Like
he knows why.
Just cut out the black folks. Oh, I get it.
No, you said you didn't want to be a part of it. You quit.
But
you
Gary's
quit
still black,
team.
I believe.
You quit on this team.
Gary is still African-American sometime. I mean, he could have asked him.
You he say he's white all the time. You need to stop.
No, I said a percentage, Steve. He's like 50-40.
And maybe there's a 90, and there you get Chris Middleton. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.